WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 0.4 inch of rain measured so far this morning at Easterwood Airport. Weather also impacting utility services. Bryan, Texas Utilities has crews responding to outages in the northern portion of their service area. The largest of two remaining outages is near FM 50 north of Highway 21 and southwest of Lake Bryan. An estimated 42 BTU customers are currently without power. A College Station woman awaiting trial on charges of committing property crimes is back in jail.
Darlene Graves was arrested Friday, the day after her 35th birthday, on a warrant from Washington County, where she's charged with criminally negligent homicide. She had been out on bond following her indictment on felony theft with prior convictions and unauthorized use of credit cards belonging to the elderly. For the second time in as many days, College Station police arrested a juvenile for burglary. This was Friday afternoon in the Southwood Valley neighborhood, where a gun was taken from a home on Mary M. That evening, investigators received information that led to the gun and other stolen property, resulting in the arrest of the unidentified juvenile for burglary and threatening an officer with retaliation. That followed the arrest of a 16-year-old girl who was caught with items taken from two vehicles parked near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger says the key was a victim contacting police right away.
I can't overemphasize the need for our citizens to... We're blessed to have community that works well with our police department, but it's that partnership between police and public that is absolutely critical to us being able to successfully do our job.
Two other suspects are still at large. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Consolidated High School student died Saturday following a crash. College Station police have not determined why the SUV driven by 17-year-old Kristen Schuler left Rock Prairie Road near Williams Creek Drive and struck a tree. She was the only one inside the vehicle. Harvey Road east of the freeway was closed part of Saturday afternoon for what turned out to be an accidental shooting. College Station police investigators determined friends were driving to a gun range when a firearm discharged while a passenger was trying to disassemble it. One shot hit the driver, who was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was thought to be a non-life-threatening injury. One of three bills in the Texas House involving Blinn College has been defeated. A second is one vote away from final passage, and a third remains in committee. On Friday, the House voted 138-4 to expand Blinn's seven-member Board of Trustees elected by Washington County residents by adding two members appointed by the Brazos County Commission. That's after the House rejected, by a more than 2-to-1 margin, the idea of preventing Blinn revenue generated in Bryan from being spent in Brenham. Trustees President Douglas Bohart agreed with the state representatives opposed to House Bill 1903 that it would have set a bad precedent for community colleges around the state.
The issues discussed in relation to this bill will be extremely helpful, I think, in guiding Blinn College as it continues to grow in Brazos County and throughout our service area.
And legislation that would move Waller County out of Blinn's service area and give it to the Lone Star system remains pending in the House Higher Education Committee. A well-known and longtime member of the Bryan College Station business community died unexpectedly. Jeweler-gemologist Dean Weil was with Julia and David Gardner since day one, since establishing their business 34 years ago. Julia says Dean was planning to take over the family farm in Iowa when a car accident left him disabled.
We never, ever, in all those years, heard Dean ever complain or ever use his disability as an excuse. He had an unbelievable work ethic, crazy, respectable loyalty, and was fiercely, fiercely independent.
Services have been set for 11 a.m. on Thursday at St. Mary's Catholic Church in College Station. The Gardeners also invite friends to come by the store to share their stories. WTAW News Time, it's 8:09. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil & Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
All right, man, everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool, what time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Good morning. It's 8:11. We can check some weather right now, as a matter of fact. Brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to NormaGTractor.com.
Showers and thunderstorms today. Some may be strong this morning. Temperatures around 85. Showers and thunderstorms will diminish a bit tonight. Lows 65 to 70. Cold front leads to partial sun tomorrow with a chance for showers and thunderstorms once again, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partial sun during the day Wednesday. There's still the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, very close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There go anyhow. The stuff is slowly kind of sagging down to the south. So, and actually, the intensity has decreased some for the areas between Huntsville and Conroe, where it was really hard. And again, this stuff is dragging all the way out to the, well, it goes all the way to Del Rio, really, in some way, shape, or form. And it is kind of marching to the northeast, just a matter of, now, if it wants to dip underneath us, that'd be fine. If they want to go wash out the woodlands, it's okay with us. I don't think we want to have those inches and inches of rain.
No, I think we're good for now.
Yep. So, what if you held a weenie roast where, you know, you got the marshmallows and do the s'mores and all that kind of stuff, and, well, some of your best friends decided not to show up?
Well, that would be just uncool.
Aww. It would, yeah. Four rulers of the six-member alliance of the Persian Gulf states will not be able to make that summit that's being hosted by the president. Starting on Thursday at Camp David. Sorry. Saudi Arabia is not going to be there. But anyway, all in all, it's four of the six won't be there.
Well, Saudi Arabia had all beef Franks on its rider. And
you know, they did, as a matter of fact. And apparently, you know, he's going to have the Oscar Mayer with cheese in it.
Yes. Well, there's probably, you know, because of the beer summit.
Well, that's
there's
also,
lingering
yeah.
problems there.
You know, that's probably...
No alcohol, no pork.
That's right. Yep. Probably right. So, and you never know with those hot dogs what the heck is in there.
So insensitive.
I know. And, you know, it's not like you could bring somebody in with kosher hot dogs. That'd cause all sorts of other kerfuffles, would it
wow.
not? Anyway, just saying. So, four of the six players will not be at the big deal that president is planning. Once again,
stupid,
you know,
commercial.
Yeah, I know. Go all the way back to Jimmy Carter when he brought, you know, the people together and had them hug and shake hands and all that. Just because you're the president of the United States does not mean that you can make it happen.
Here, have a peanut.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
That was pretty good, actually.
So, cigarette butts, by some counts, the world's number one litter problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends where.
Butts represent the most numerous form of trash.
County in southeastern Texas, Southern Walker County in southeastern Texas, San Jacinto County in southeastern Texas, Northeastern Waller County in southeastern Texas, Northern Montgomery County in southeastern Texas, Southern Grimes County in southeastern Texas, until 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 8:05 a.m. Central Daylight Time, the public reported thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. More than 3 inches of rain have already fallen. Flash flooding is expected in the warned area. Some locations that will experience flooding include Conroe, Huntsville, Willis, Livingston, Pinehurst, Shepherd, Panorama Village, Onalaska, Corrigan, Magnolia, Cotton Chute, New Waverly, Cold Spring, Point Blank, Montgomery, Goodrich, Anderson, Seven Oaks, Todd Mission, and Alabama Cachada Reservation. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles.
Evan and 53, and those are the guaranteed winning numbers for tomorrow night's lottery, so be sure.
You're bad. You're so bad.
Oh,
I don't care what's going on.
That was an old Bill Cosby joke, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure before him, too.
Yeah.
When you're getting onto an airplane, it's your captain speaking, or else you will die.
Yeah. Anyway, so cigarette butts represent the most numerous form of trash that volunteers collect from the world's beaches, according to the Ocean Conservancy cleanup days. More than 2 million cigarette butts were recently collected in a single year around the world. Okay, it's around the world.
Yeah. But, I mean, you think about people who have pack and a half a day habit. That's,
yeah.
That's 20, 30 cigarette butts.
Well,
assuming they don't make it into a bin.
All right, here's the way I look at it. I know how you solve this problem.
How's that?
You don't sell filtered cigarettes.
Aha!
Okay, takes care of the butts, and may actually take care of the smokers faster, too. So,
dang!
Am I wrong?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is maybe a little bit more for Kevin. But it's regarding the Aggie baseball team. Two things. Their decline seemed to coincide when the Eagle did an article on the hitting coach and how the hitting had improved.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is, I'm wondering if it's a conditioning issue with, you know, the number of errors are way up, and that usually, you don't bend down quite far enough for a ground ball, or you're just a half step slower to the fly ball.
Yep.
I have that
yep.
trouble too now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you're right. We're not a sports station. We don't pretend to be. But also, I mean, this is a pitching staff that we thought would be decimated at the beginning of the year when their top two guys were lost. One of them may come back. But they are having to go deep, and the bullpen's not doing nearly what it was earlier in
no.
the year. Okay, enough of that. However, there was a pretty cool article in the paper over the weekend on Rob Childress's handwriting. That was a great, great article. I don't know who wrote it. But that's the kind of feature story that newspapers ought to do. And he said he believes that it's just a matter of the other coaches aren't bad people, they're just not good writers. His mom was a school teacher, and so he was really proud of his penmanship. And in fact, I think when they opened Bluebell Park, he did 20 scorecards so that he could mail those to each one of the people who gave a significant amount of money to fund the ballpark. And he said there's only one other coach who's as good as he is, and he said that's Coach Graham down in at Rice. He said the pressure's always on when we play Rice. Who's going to have the nicest-looking scorecard? So I thought it was kind of cool, a little peek behind the curtain. That's kind of a fun feature story in the paper this weekend. All right, we didn't talk about this over the on Friday. Female baby names, because, you know, we're all talking about Charlotte, being the royal baby, which, by the way, is number 10 in U.S. America, just saying, for girls' names. But the Social Security Administration lets us know in 2014 is obviously the last year that they have. Number 9 is Madison. Number 8 is Abigail. Number 7 is Emily. Number 6 is Mia. Number 5 is Ava. Number 4 is Isabella. Number 4 is number 3 is Sophia. Number 2 is Olivia. Number 1 is Emma. And they say, is that Harry Potter? Is that what that is? Is that the influence of Harry Potter?
Or Emma?
Lord of the Rings or something like that? Yeah.
What? No.
Okay. I don't know. I got no clue. Boys' names. Number 9 is James. Number 8 is Alexander. Number 7 is Michael. Number 6 is Ethan. Number 5 is William. Number 4 is Jacob. Number 3 is Mason. Wow. Number 2 is Liam. And number 1 is Noah. So there you are. Got that. And later on, if I'm so inclined, I can go find out what the number 1 was in the year that you were born. Or you can do it yourself. Just say. The solar sail that was first dreamed up by the late Carl Sagan is getting ready to make its first test flight. The sail is the creation of the Planetary Society, which was founded by Sagan back in 1980. The solar sail, the spacecraft, is called LightSail. It'll be tested in orbit around the Earth next week. Gizmodo says the solar sail craft uses solar technology to harness radiation and energy from the sun as its propulsion system instead of rocket fuel. If successful, the Planetary Society's spacecraft hopes to send the sail, the light sail, into an interplanetary run next year. I don't have the story
to
here.
To go billions of miles.
That's right. I'll see if I can find this. You know, NASA said that they've got an impulse engine now. Did you hear about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
They said if it could be realized the way they hope it can be, theoretically, you could make it to Mars in a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a few months. It wouldn't take the years that it would take.
It's anyway, it's that's Star Trek-y type stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that really is. And so if, in fact, they've got that, I don't know, we may dig the story up and do it in a few minutes. Anyhow, we got folks from the Arts Council here. It's 8:21.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit, the new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Molly's here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. You have a guest with us today.
I do. I have Navasota artist-in-residence Lisa Urban.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa's been here before. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Yes, you came over and talked to us a little bit. You've been in the Navasota resident artist program there. How's that going for you?
It's going really well. I'm developing some new work, and things are getting done. And
yes. So you're going to kind of have an open house so that people can understand a little bit more about that program over in Navasota?
Yeah, we will be having our open house on May 30th. That's a Saturday from 2:30 to 5. And all three of us artists will have a whole bunch of new work in the galleries, and we'll be there to talk about it. And there will also be live music and free food and refreshments.
Is the art for sale?
All the art is for sale, and we should have prices on it so people can kind of know.
Well, again, it's a neat opportunity anytime in any environment. We can actually talk to the artists while they're standing in front of their work and hear a little bit about motivation and that sort of thing.
Oh, definitely, and that's something I really enjoy about this program. When we have our open houses and when we're just open to the general public, you know, having an artist there to talk about it is always a good thing.
Sure. Okay, now where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Horlock House in Navasota. That's 1215 East Washington, mm-hmm. which is one of the main streets, on May 30th from 2:30 to 5.
Okay, so plan for that, refreshments, and the artists will be there to answer any of their questions. And so thanks for telling us about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, what else you got going on?
We have summer camp registration is open, and Lisa is actually teaching two of our summer camps.
Oh.
She's going to be teaching the Fiber Fun Summer Camp, which is our first one. It kicks off on June 8th and goes through June 12th, and so the campers will learn all about fiber art and knitting, embroidery.
We're going to do knitting and crochet, a little bit of weaving, maybe some spinning, you know, just everything fiber related that you can think of. So
now you're a little bit young for that spinning type stuff.
No. I get a lot from, you know, everybody about like knitting and spinning and stuff, but it's what I do in my art, and I'm just really passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to teach everybody.
Yeah, there's a whole texture thing on top of the color, obviously, mm-hmm. when you do that.
Yes.
That's for sure. Okay, and then what else?
So she's also teaching our fine art camp, which is great for kids who are just interested in all kinds of art. They do everything from painting to sketching to collage, just a little bit of everything. We also have Art Lab for Girls coming back for our second year, and that's kind of a STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, art, and math camp. And we have a professor from the Department of Visualization coming to teach that class. And so that's really fun to see what the girls create. We also have comic book camp, which the kids learn all about drawing superheroes. And
we've had an instructor on from that before.
Yes,
that does sound
like
kind of fun.
So that one's great for all kids. And then we have a second session of fine art camp happening at the end of the summer. And so there's really a camp for every kid. And you can do all the registration online if you'd like to at acbv.org. Or you can give us a call and we're happy to do it over the phone. And the phone number is 979-696-2787.
Okay, well, lots of ways to find out about what's going on. Sure. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. We visit the folks from the Arts Council each week on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, I'm just like most people. I'm constantly fighting the battle of the bulge. My biggest problem is resisting carbohydrates. Yeah, I really love bread and pizzas, cereals, biscuits, not to mention cinnamon rolls, but those things can really put on the pounds. You see, carbohydrates are the first thing to turn to sugar in your system. They increase the production of insulin, and that turns the carbs into fat and, well, makes you hungry again. But you know, carbs are not a problem with Dr. Steelman's Better Health Diet from Activate, because the diet actually contains a carboblocker. Yeah, it's a little tablet that keeps your body from digesting the carbs you eat, so you can have a balanced diet without the hunger, starvation, or denying yourself some of the foods that you so love. It's great, and it really works. Now, there's full information at their website, www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. I see that the University of Oklahoma was playing for the national championship of football again. Not exactly a rivalry, but emotions were certainly high on both sides. You know, every school in every state has a rivalry, and some of them are renowned, such as Army-Navy, Harvard-Yale, USC and UCLA, Georgia-Alabama, and of course, my home state of Oklahoma is no different. It's so big, it even has a name. It's called Bedlam Football. And it's the rivalry between the University of Oklahoma and its neighboring school, Oklahoma State University. You see, it happened on November 6, 1904, on neutral turf in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, which was then called the Oklahoma State Aggies, clashed for the very first time with the Sooners. And from the very opening kickoff, things were not going too well for the Aggies. The powerful OU defense had thrown them for three consecutive losses and faced a fourth down situation with the ball only 6 inches from the Aggies' own goal line. The Aggie quarterback dropped back to punt, and he was suddenly confronted with an awesome rush of OU linemen. Now, his hurried kick went straight up in the air, and that's when the famous Oklahoma Wind got into the act and pushed the ball backwards nearly 15 yards. Back then, the rule stated that a loose punt belonged to whatever team recovered it, no matter where it landed, in or out of bounds, didn't matter. And it did land out of bounds. Next, the ball took a couple of bounces and landed in Cottonwood Creek. Five players from both squads plunged into the icy water to retrieve the now slippery ball. Well, Ed Cook from OU finally got possession of it and dove down under the water to escape the oncoming, or should I say, on-swimming Aggie players who were bent on either tackling him or drowning him. Cook finally emerged on the other side of the creek, ran around the other end of the field, and downed the ball for a touchdown. Yep. It's a little-known fact that the very first game between the University of Oklahoma and the then Oklahoma State Aggies produced two things: a fierce rivalry that has lasted almost 100 years, and the world's only recorded swimming touchdown.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Dish Network says it lost 134,000 paid TV subscribers in the first quarter as the rate of cancellations increased, though the company's profit doubled from a year ago. Dish has struggled to boost its subscriber numbers, pressured by a weak economy and heavy promotions from competitors. Alibaba has taken a stake of more than 9% in Seattle-based e-commerce site Zulily, giving it new exposure to the U.S. consumer market. The stake was disclosed in a securities filing that showed Alibaba spent around $56 million buying stock in Zulily, much of it as the website company shares plunged in recent days. There are 50 self-driving vehicles in California, and records show several of them have gotten into accidents. Only two of the vehicles were actually in self-driving mode when the accidents occurred, while two others had a person behind the wheel in control at the time. California began allowing self-driving cars last September. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that.
But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Here's an important question to begin your work week. If a potential employer, a company you really want to work with, Googled your name and address right now, what would they find? I recently had a question from a gentleman who shared the same name as a convicted felon. Well, you know the rest of that story. But it doesn't have to be that serious. These days, anyone can post anything about anybody. From former co-workers, lovers, neighbors, the list is endless. And people can be quite mean. There are a few ways to protect yourself. The first is to make sure that your Facebook and LinkedIn pages read the way that you want them to. Then there's a service from LifeLock, a sponsor of mine. It's called Privacy Monitor. LifeLock offers it free of charge. This service can alert you when something negative, harmful, or untrue gets posted about you, giving you an opportunity at least to know what's being said, and in some cases, get it removed. Best of all, you can use this free software to keep a rein on just how much casual snoops can find out about you, too. It's a new week, a perfect opportunity to Google yourself right now. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I'm always on the lookout for cool new opportunities for my listeners. Well, here's one that you're going to love that'll start putting great money in your pocket ASAP. I'm talking about driving with Uber. You've heard of Uber. It's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I've used Uber a bunch of times, and their drivers tell me they earn great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule, and they totally love being their own boss. I love Uber, too. I'm a huge fan. In fact, Kathy on my staff used to be a driver, and driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for people who need some flexibility in their lives. Parents, Uber is great for your family's business schedule. Students and teachers, summer's coming. Come make some extra money between classes and get paid in your free time. You already got a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. And we've got a sponsor brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man arrested four times in the last 11 months is wanted again.
College Station police has identified Tyler Sanchez as a suspect in four cases last week. Two vehicle burglaries, possession of a controlled substance, and evading arrest. In the last 6 years, Sanchez, who turned 20 last Wednesday, has been contacted by CSPD 56 times and has been arrested 14 times. Meantime, CSPD arrested two juveniles on burglary charges, an unidentified youth accused of taking a firearm from a home, then threatening an officer with retaliation, and a 16-year-old girl is taken to juvenile detention, and two others are being sought from vehicle burglaries Thursday night on Southwest Parkway between Welsh and Welburn. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger says the victim calling immediately after discovering what happened led officers to the suspects.
The vast majority of times when we're able to get out there and catch some people who have been burglarizing, it involves some information from the public. Somebody saw something, heard something, notices something that's just not right. They call our police department or their local jurisdiction, and the officers respond out and then are able to get out there quickly. And during that investigation, they're able to determine what occurred and find those individuals and hold them accountable for their actions.
The 16-year-old girl was caught with property taken from two vehicles. In other cases, a child custody dispute in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store led to a disturbance, resulting in one man being arrested on eight charges. Witnesses at the Shell store at 29th and Barrick Saturday afternoon told police 35-year-old Joe Keith Clay threatened them with a handgun. According to the arrest report, Clay did not have a license for the handgun. He was also in possession of four sets of metal knuckles and three other illegal weapons. Weekend drunk driving arrests included one that followed a near head-on collision with the Bryan Fire Department ambulance. This was Saturday just after midnight on William Joel Bryan by Sioux Haswell Park, where an SUV that was going east in the westbound lanes came to a stop after the near miss. In addition to the DWI, 72-year-old Escale Guevara of Bryan was arrested on warrants from two cases from 4 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A weekend trip to a gun range for recreational shooting didn't happen after there was gunfire in the vehicle. College Station police and fire responded to Harvey Road just east of the freeway Saturday afternoon. The driver, who was hit by the one round that went off, was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was thought to be a non-life-threatening injury. Investigators believe the shooting was an accident after being told a passenger was trying to take the loaded gun apart when it fired. College Station Police is asking for assistance in the investigation of a crash late Saturday afternoon near Lick Creek Park that killed a Consolidated High School student. 17-year-old Kristen Schuler was alone in her SUV that, for reasons still not determined, left Rock Prairie Road, traveled across a field, and struck a tree. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. A shockwave continues through the community about the unexpected death of the original member of the staff of David Gardner Jewelers. Julia Gardner says jeweler gemologist Dean Weil died Wednesday night.
Dean grew up in Iowa, and he was planning on taking over the family farm, and unfortunately was in a car accident, ended up hospitalized and paraplegic. And as part of his occupational therapy after the accident, one of the things he tried to do and liked was jewelry bench work. So then he went to Paris Junior College, and that David hired him right out of Paris Junior College 34 years ago.
Julia says Dean had an incredible work ethic and was fiercely independent.
He was a people person. He loved people. He would stop whatever he was doing and come over and say hello and have an extended conversation. And it wasn't always about jewelry. In fact, you know, there were lots of conversations about cows and farms and cars and racing and all kinds of things, because he cared about people.
The Gardeners invite friends and customers to stop by the store to share their stories. Services for Dean Weil will be held Thursday morning at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in College Station. The second of two bills in the Texas House involving Blinn College and written by Representative John Rainey of Bryan has advanced to the Senate. That would expand Blinn's Board of Trustees with two appointees made by the Brazos County Commission, joining the seven who are elected in Washington County. An identical Senate bill is being carried by the senators who represent Bryan and Brenham. Board of Trustees President Douglas Bohart says they're monitoring that and another set of bills that would remove Waller County from Blinn's service area and give it to Lone Star Community College.
We, Blinn College, had provided our talking points to the committees related to our position on those bills. And the outcome of that, you know, rests with those in the legislature that make those decisions.
Bohart also thanked lawmakers who voted down legislation that would have kept revenue generated by Blinn students in Bryan from being spent on the home campus in Brenham.
I am pleased to see that the Texas House of Representatives has recognized that House Bill 1903 would have set a bad precedent for Texas community colleges.
Bohart says they're beginning to put together improved accounting standards and a more careful review of financial statements, what he called a new paradigm, to respond to the issues related to distribution of revenue from Blinn's four campuses. WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know May is National Care Skin Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Did you know the design of the common paperclip hasn't changed at all since its original invention in 1867? There have been hundreds of different designs over the years, but the most common design we know today didn't come out until 1894. You can find these kind of paperclips and even some of the other designs at Wilton's Office Works. Not only can Wilton's provide you with all your everyday office needs, but they also offer janitorial and break room supplies, computer accessories, first aid supplies, business cards. The list is endless. Click on Wilton's.com now or call 268-0.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
842, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Showers and thunderstorms. Some of those thunderstorms may be strong this morning. They'll have heavy rain and gusty winds associated with them, 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow's partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Showers and storms tomorrow night, lows dropping to 65 to 70. Wednesday, partial sun, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures on Wednesday, they're going to be close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So I always enjoy when I get an email from Henry Mayo.
Oh, good.
Henry keeps me up to date on stuff that
keeps you up to date on old stuff.
On old stuff, exactly. So here's a couple of articles from the Eagle 90 years ago this week. Okay. Bryant Traffic Cop.
Singular.
Yeah, is now motor-mounted. I didn't know you used the word cop back then. Bryant residents have been greeted this week with the sight of the motorcycle-mounted traffic cop on his new machine patrolling the streets of Bryant on the lookout for traffic law violators. Tom Lamance, the traffic officer, went to Dallas, his former home, last weekend and rode the machine back to Bryant on Sunday, arriving here Sunday night. After an all-day trip over the rough roads and having a slow ride on the new machine, not to injure it before it got loosened up.
So the break-in was driving to Bryant.
Yeah, there you go. The new equipment for the city is the latest type of Harley-Davidson equipped with a speedometer right in front of the rider.
Ooh!
Yeah, on top of the machine to check speeders. It is specially built for traffic cop use. It is said to be the best the city could find. It was a device for opening the ports when speed is necessary. Has a device for opening the ports when speed is necessary. Okay, so then we'll scroll down. Found this article in 1925. Okay, that's September 11th, 1925. The first one we had would have been June 1925, okay? So September 1925 headline says, I love this. Traffic cop loses his pistol. Abandoning personal interests in the call of duty, traffic officer Tom Lamance, motorcycle cop of Bryant, is minus a pistol. He was chasing a car down College Avenue on Thursday afternoon when his machine hit a bump and his pistol was jarred from its holster. He felt it slip out, but let it go as he wished to catch the car that he was chasing. He thought to pick up the weapon on his return, but it was just an hour or so later and many cars had been coming from college, and someone had picked up the gun in the meantime. He hopes that whoever found the pistol, a Smith & Wesson short-barrel gun, will have the sense of honesty to return it.
Wow. Can you imagine what that would cause now?
Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. That almost sounds like those were the impetus for the Barney Fife. Barney Fife episode, Andy Griffith was a motorcycle, and Barney losing his, well, he never lost his pistol. He just lost the bullet at the end of it every time he pulled it.
Exactly. Yep. Very good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Matter of fact, Henry attached a picture of Barney with Andy in the sidecar from Andy and Mayberry. Hello.
Hey, the Benchetta River is over Highway 30 now.
Oh, is that right?
TxDOT is on the scene, but tell everybody to slow down.
Okay, which river?
Benchetta River.
Got it.
Charo,
yep.
And Huntsville.
Got it. Thank you very much. All right, there you go. Not surprising at all,
no.
Considering what we've been dealing with, especially upstate and upriver. It'll be interesting to kind of see, because, you know, the Brazos runs right up there in that area, and it's going to get fed by all that stuff that happened in Hillsborough, catching all that rain. What's today, Monday? I think about Wednesday, the Brazos River may be out of its banks as well. So we'll keep you posted. You know, we have that annoying thing that
It'll tell you when it does.
Phone. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the other thing is obviously there are a lot of folks out there who have alarms that text their phone whenever their river that they need to worry about gets out of their bank. So that'll be happening. An amusement park ride in China offers visitors the chance to experience cremation and reincarnation.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Forget about them stinking roller coasters and hot dogs and cotton candy. The newest ride at the Window of the World Amusement Park starts when customers lay down inside the coffin.
Oh, no, sir.
A conveyor belt carries the casket into the chamber filled with blasts of hot air to give visitors the authentic experience of burning, as they say.
Oh, my.
Then the riders are told to crawl out of their coffins onto a white pad that symbolizes a womb so that they can be reborn.
Oh, of course.
Now, OSHA would be all over this. I mean, if this is in U.S. America, so we're not going to do that. Anyway, many visitors to the park have described the ride as horrifying. Yeah. Window of the World. Maybe you can safely traverse that on YouTube here. I don't know.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by Alma, Programs Coordinator for the Bryan Animal Center, gearing up for a big event.
We have our upcoming big annual event, Pawpalooza, which is going to be held on May 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Morris Buzz Hamilton Dog Park. So this will be our second year to do this, and last year was a very big success, so we're hoping to make that even bigger this year. And we'll have, right now I think I have probably about 12 vendors that are going to be out there with various animal businesses. So if you need education on anything, if you want to learn how to take better care of your animal, or you want to even learn about the options that you can do with your pet, this is a really great place to go for that. We'll also be out there with our own animals that will be available for adoption. So if you don't have a dog yet, but you want a dog, that's a really great place to go. Sure. And we will be running adoption specials that day as well. And it will be held at a dog park. Dog friendly, bring your dogs out there. We'd love to see you all out there. We will also be holding an adoption reunion. So if you've adopted an animal from us before, we'd love for you to come out, bring your pet that you adopted from us, tell us about the stories. And then we're going to do an adoption reunion photo. So it'll be lots of fun. We have lots to do. We'll be having raffles, lots of giveaways. And on top of that, we will also be doing 100 free microchips to the first people who show up. So if you need a microchip and you want to locate and find your animal, come on out. We're going to microchip them there for you, get them located so that if you ever lose them, you know where to go and get them.
That's important. It's not if you want a microchip. You need one. You don't have one.
Absolutely.
This is a great place to come out and get one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, 100 free, that's a pretty good deal. So we will distribute them. We'll give them to your animal right there. And then should they ever get lost, you have a way to locate them. Tags generally can fall off. Collars can get lost. This is a pretty guaranteed way for you to be able to find your animal and get them back home safely to you.
Just as important as the microchip,
the information on it. So
absolutely.
Make sure that's
correct. Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll register it to ourselves. So it'll be actually all in our system at Bryan Animal Center. So if they ever get lost, they'll call us. But the best way to do that is to actually, it's a small fee. So go online to the microchip company and just pay that small fee and register all that information directly to you. So you can go and update it as needed. You can change anything you need to and just keep that as current as possible. And that's the best way to find your animal.
Papalooza, that's a free event. Anyone is welcome to come out. But are you looking for more businesses to participate? Or are you looking for volunteers?
Sure, absolutely. Any businesses that are interested in participating can give us a call. We'd love to have them. It's 979-209-5260. So we'd certainly like to get more businesses involved if possible. And then absolutely we'll need volunteers that day. Last year we had a turnout of about 500 is what we're estimating, and we're wanting at least that, if not more, this go around. So absolutely, if there's any volunteers interested in helping out, we will get them signed up and ready to go.
You can play puppies all day.
Absolutely. So there will be dogs everywhere, I'm sure. So. Absolutely.
So where could someone go for more information on the event?
You're going to go to bryananimalcenter.com, really simple. And we also have a Facebook page, Bryan Animal Center, where you can find more information on that as well. But if they have any questions, certainly give us a call. Come by the center and visit us. We'd love to talk to them about it and get them signed up for either volunteering or sign up as a vendor. Or even if they just want to know some more information about it, we'll give them that too.
Go out and support the Bryan Animal Center Saturday, May 30th at the Morris Buzz Hamilton Dog Park for Pawpalooza. For more information, BryanAnimalCenter.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine at South College Station has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4460. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So I went and looked at this Window of the World Park in Sinjin. This is just a ride in that park, apparently. I thought Window in the World was the name of the ride, but it's not. It's the name of the park. And what they've done is they've made models of everything. I mean, they have a monorail that goes through there, but they've made models of pyramids. They've made models of botanical gardens all over the world. They've made mosques. They've done New York City.
So it's like Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can walk all through there and go all around the world without having gone anyplace else. Yeah, they did not do Las Vegas, though, which I thought was...
It's because Las Vegas has copied everybody else.
Exactly right. Yes, yes. So, a huge nationwide spike in hospitalizations last month caused by synthetic marijuana. Why didn't we know this?
I saw something on it.
Did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. These drugs mimic the effects of the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, but they are far more potent. There were 273 hospitalizations in February, 269 in March, but the number skyrocketed to over 1,500 in April. CBS News had the story. Oh, that's the reason CBS News maybe watches. Okay. They said this is not just powerful marijuana. It's very dangerous stuff that has effects that can be life-threatening. Synthetic marijuana usually is a non-marijuana plant material that's sprayed with cannabinoids and marketed under brand names like Spice, K2, and Scooby Snacks. They can be more potent than regular marijuana, can cause seizures, hallucinations, elevated blood pressure, loss of consciousness, and obviously death as well. So there you go. All right, watching when... Not what you eat might be the key to you shedding some of that weight. New findings show that eating within a strict 8 to 12-hour time frame each day can change your metabolism. At the genetic level, that can help lower your blood sugar and body weight. Well, that's fine, but we're U.S. Americans. We're not going to do that. We're just not, because we shouldn't have to. They can help lower your blood sugar and your body weight, even if you don't change the number of calories that you eat each day. WebMD says more research is needed, but scientists are looking at 12 to 14-hour fasts as an attainable, feasible goal for improving your metabolism. And again, yeah, your metabolism, how it processes the calories that you take in. So that could make a difference. But, you know, for us, that'd mean we'd have to stop eating at 4 in the afternoon.
And we all know that ain't going to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, now that Luby's is closed.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I'm looking to mix it up a bit.
How about trying our new smoked Gouda club?
I'm listening.
Roast beef, black forest ham, and oven-roasted turkey breast, toasted with creamy new smoked Gouda cheese spread, plus your favorite veggies, all on Subway freshly baked bread.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway smoked Gouda club won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
News Talk 1620 WTW. This is, I guess, disquieting. Latest report from Brazil shows that the building work for the Olympics way behind schedule. There's fewer than 500 days to go, and they've only finished 10% of the project.
Whoa. That is no bueno.
Yeah, not
well, it was just a week or two ago that they finally finished the soccer stadiums from World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. So we'll see how that works out.
Not Brazil, but yeah.
Yeah. North Korea claims that for the first time in its history, it has successfully test-launched a ballistic missile from one of its submarines. Of course, it must be true because it's North Korea.
Sure.
We know that that's it. Science teacher in Oregon got a little carried away with an experiment when he burned messages in 8 students' arms with a Tesla coil.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah. Parent called to report the incident to the South Salem High School. Officials alerted police. Samuel Defner, who's 37, was accused of burning I Heart Mom onto at least 8 students. Speaking of which, if you watch college baseball, which I happen to, you know, you can always, the center field shot, they show the back of the pitching mound, where usually teams will post their logo.
Right.
LSU was playing Missouri yesterday, and somebody had written in Mom on the back of the,
oh,
which is cool, on the back of the pitching mound. It's pretty cool.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, 2 wheels in the front and 1 in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Just in case you did not hear about this, Lumber Liquidators has suspended sales of Chinese laminated flooring after facing accusations that it contained dangerous levels of formaldehyde. Now, there are no federal standards for formaldehyde. 60 Minutes did a report on this. Company's stock has gone down 50% this year, so be aware that they said they they took back some and tested them, and 97% of them were within the World Health guidelines. But again, it's formaldehyde. You really want
that? You don't mess with that. Yeah.
And a quick note from the Bryan TxDOT district: State Highway 90 between Navasota and Anderson closed due to high water on the roadway. Be careful out there.
All right, that's it. That's the river coming out of its banks. All right, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Bryan will keep you posted on the weather. Any other emergency information, we will interrupt regular programming. Fox News.